We're on to the final part of the night. What we're going to be doing is closing statements for each of the candidates. Each candidate will have a minute and a half to wrap up their last thoughts, to leave you with one last impression before they go. And the order will be the opposite, and so we'll be starting at that end of the table with Sean, working our way back. But before we do that, I just want to again thank all the groups who have helped make tonight's forum possible. You may have heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it clearly takes even more people to run an event like this. So I want to say thank you to the Terrace Standard, the Terrace District Chamber of Commerce, Coast Mountain College, Terrace Toastmasters, Skeeton Valley Rotary Club, Bell Media, City West Cable 10, CFNR, the BC Northern Real Estate Board, and of course those provided this venue, the REM Lee Peter. So, in reverse order, I'm now going to invite Sean up to start.
If re-elected, I plan to continue to promote economic development through the development of the industrial park near the airport. We have a key opportunity here to see ongoing investment while being cognizant of the environment, securing a good balance of sustainability and revenue to enable us to support more social programs. I will continue to lobby the provincial government for the Resource Benefit Alliance, which would see money coming back into the Northwest communities from big industrial projects around the region. I want to support city staff to continue having shovel-ready projects prepared to ensure we secure government grants as they become available. I would like to see council come up with creative solutions to help people feel safe in the downtown while supporting our most vulnerable citizens. I intend to continue promoting and supporting local business and to continue working together with our neighbours in the Kitsilis, Kitsamkalen, Kitimat, Thornhill, and the Nass Valley. Terrace is at a crossroads and I want to see us continue with our forward momentum. Please vote for me because on my track record as an please vote for me because my track record as an engaged community-oriented city councillor. Thank you.
Thank you for that. David.
Overall, I think Terrace has benefited from a history of strong elected leadership and effective community administration. I'd like to be part of the team that carries on this tradition over the next 4 years. I think that Terrace is facing a lot of exciting opportunities and certainly some challenges. I think, as I said earlier, that forward-thinking leadership, in addition to that, we need to work closely with local partners and partnerships, especially First Nations and the region, to ensure that Terrace is open for business and capture a fair share of economic growth. I resisted all night. If elected, I'll certainly try harder. Thank you.
Jessica.
Wow, we've had a lot of important dialogue tonight. I appreciate being up here with so many other compassionate members of our community, and I'd just like to wish everyone the best of luck. I remember being up here 4 years ago, and much has changed in those years. In 1 month, I will have served a full term as an elected official in BC, representing rural Terrace. In that time, I've gained much experience and a lot of inner strength. I know that the partnerships I've formed and my commitment to our community will definitely aid me in my role as councillor if I'm elected. In 2014, I was the youngest First Nation female politician in BC, and in this year's municipal election, I'm the youngest new candidate and only female that is not up for re-election. I know that our community needs a councillor that represents all members of our community and understands the needs of women and youth. I'm concerned that some of the current issues young families and children face will go unseen or will not be discussed if young people do not vote or represent these issues in Terrace. We need a change and a newer outlook. I'm determined to represent Terrace on council for the next four-year term. The decisions we make today greatly impact future generations. No matter the outcome of this year's election, I'd love to see Terrace have a more dynamic and diverse council. Vote October 20th for positive and substantial change. Also, I'm available to talk if anyone wants to later, just wave me down.
James.
Thank you. thanks for being here. We've been spending a lot of time in Kitimat lately, and I had a talk with my friend Edwin, who's a counselor there, and he related an analogy to me that I think is appropriate, in that when you're electing your council, it's like you're electing seven people to hold a pencil, and those people are going to be sketching the future of the town over the next term. You need to have people that are willing to work together and work to form consensus. We need diverse views, but we also need people that are going to be able to work together to really sketch out a picture of our city that we can all be proud of. We need people that are able to work together and build that consensus, otherwise we really just end up with a scribble. So when you're thinking about electing people this term, I just hope that you consider each of the qualifications we have and how each of us can complement one another in building consensus and in moving our town in a direction that's positive for everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for that. Have a seat.
I'd like to take time for everyone. Thank you. Thank you for your time, your questions. You're actually taking time out of your schedule to be here, and I appreciate it. It's great to have this feedback, and I learn and I grow so much more, especially with campaigning and door knocking. I'm very active in the community. I am a new candidate, but I do live downtown, and I represent your interests because I also live there. I live right by the farmers market, and I'm also a member of the farmers market, member of the Chamber of Commerce, a member of the TDIA. I'm very involved with this community. I love this community. I want my children to feel the same way when they're getting of age. So please vote for a candidate who's an open collaborator, common sense bylaw, infrastructure improvements, and for multi-zoning. Those are all things I regularly love to support and have the knowledge and experience as a carpenter. And again, thank you again tonight.
Brian.
As I start off, I say thank you for being here. I think that what you've heard tonight are questions all around and positions all around opportunities for our future. I think if we work together, we harness our volunteers, we make our city better. I think the question for all of council that you should ask, and you are asking, is what do we see in the future for the city of Terrace? And that's something that council responds to issues, but we all want to see Terrace as a better place in the future. So our role is to anticipate what those impacts may be and to respond. I hope we have your support as an electorate, and personally, I look forward to your support on voting day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, everybody, for being here, the audience and the other candidates. And I just would like to say is I would like to be a counselor, but also I would like to listen to the people and bring their concerns to the council. And if I get elected, I promise to be the best counselor I can be. Thank you.
And our last closing statement, Len.
We've heard lots of questions and concerns, and I think we're all anticipating changes coming, you know, positive things and lots of challenges ahead. I think the next council will be a very busy council, and there's a lot of work to be done ahead. As was mentioned, diversity in a council is really a great thing, and I think that I'd just like to thank all the people who have run for council or are running for council. I don't know if people realize sometimes, you know, when we look at younger people running for council, They're stepping away from careers and taking that important time in their life when you have to kind of make hay while the sun shines, you know. So it is very difficult for a certain broad spectrum of our council to be represented there sometimes. But I think it's really great. The more diversity we have, the better. And the more we work together, the more we can do more for our community. You wouldn't want six of me, but I think one of me represents a good part of the population, and I have something to offer. I have the history and the background and the experience, and it offers a certain amount of continuity from one council to the next. So if I have the support of the community, I would be very happy to represent you again in the next election.
Well, I'd like to echo the comments of all the candidates and say thank you to everybody who took the time to be here tonight. I know it's a big effort to be here, and we really appreciate it. But I'd also like to say, as a citizen of Terrace, I'm personally very satisfied and very excited to see such great candidates put their name forward. I think whichever six are successful, we're going to be very lucky as a community. And thank you to all eight of you for putting your names forward. Just before I wrap up, I just want to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Obviously, those of you that are here do care a lot, but see if you can get your friends and family out to vote as well. General voting day is Saturday, October 20th, and the polls are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And as my son and his grade 5 colleagues would tell you, civic politics matter. So your involvement as voters and as candidates is critical. Have a great night.